From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
So many cities have faced rising home prices and rising rents. In Seattle, for example, the median home price is around $625,000. One of the last remaining remnants of affordability there can be found in mobile homes. But even there, mobile homeowners say they're being pushed out by skyrocketing real estate values. So some are finding new ways to stay put, as KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports.
In SeaTac, Washington, the airport is booming, property values are rising, and Francisco Rodriguez says he's feeling squeezed.
It's been really stressful for everybody, for my kids, for me and my wife, you know.
Rodriguez has lived at the FERS mobile home park in SeaTac for 11 years. There are plans to redevelop the land into apartments and a hotel.
I don't know where I'm gonna go.
Mobile homeowners like Rodriguez own the structure of their houses, but they pay rent on the land underneath it. At this park, that's $500 a month. Rent that low is rare here, says Stephen Norman, who heads the King County Housing Authority.
The rental housing in the region is getting increasingly less affordable, so this just adds to the pressures.
And a lot of mobile homes are too old to move.
In many cases, if you've picked up the home, it would fall apart.
Occasionally, the housing authority steps in and buys a park, but this one is valued at over $10 million, so housing officials say it's too expensive. Nearby, some mobile homeowners are finding another way.
The community is kind of like a family.
About 45 minutes from SeaTac, Danelle Knopp is playing tag with the 2-year-old from next door. She lives at Duval Riverside Village, a 25-unit mobile home park. In 2012, the residents formed a nonprofit, got a loan, and bought the land under their homes for $1.2 million. Instead of rent, the homeowners pay dues at around $500 a month to the association, which pays the loan on the land. It's one of about a dozen resident-owned mobile home parks in Washington state and about 1,000 across the country. Knopp says the residents are invested.
It's ours. We're going to take care of it. You know, if there's a water leak somewhere, we're quicker to fix it together as a community.
The homeowners also run the park, so they control the finances.
We get to choose what we spend our money on.
And the future of the park is in their hands. In Duval, Washington, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.